Okay, now let's just Mishlei. Mishlei begins Mishlei Shlom ben Dovid Melech Yisrael. Where it says that in order to understand and appreciate depth of the Sefer and what it's going to do, you have to understand exactly who the Mechaber was. Shlomo Ayechka Mikol Adam, greatest Chochma. Then David, who was David HaMelech? Now sometimes people have a real skewed view of who David HaMelech was. We read Shmuel, Dovid HaMelech fighting wars. We read in Shmuel about Dovid and the story of Bathsheba. We read that he wanted to build a base in Middosh, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, "You can't, because there's blood on your hands." One may have gotten an impression of Dovid HaMelech. That Dovid HaMelech was a sort of contemporary type of warrior king, killing people, getting involved with women, and all sorts of things. Chazal tell us no. Says, what does chasidus mean? The Rambam defines it in Hilchos Deyos, Lifnei Meshuras Hadin. There's a standard minimum that everyone's supposed to do. Rambam talks in terms of midos, but a derech hamitzvah. Now, what is that derech hamitzvah? It's a very generally misunderstood parallel. There's something that Talmud Devorah points out very, very clearly. I have to have midos. I have to be bal chesed. I have to be bal racham. What's the marker for it? The marker is v'alach to b'drochav. Mahu chanu nafato chanu. Mahu rachu mafato rachu. Fine. But can I be chanu l'kadosh baruch hu? And rachu l'kadosh baruch hu? Obviously not. So that means if I'm not a chanu v'rachu l'kadosh baruch hu, it means I wasn't my kind of mitzvah arvayin, I was a lot of mitzvah nono. Sir dechem tzoy. Which is the minimum amount of Chana, Racham, Chesed, and all of those midas that were supposed to be Kona. But Chosid means someone who doesn't just stay at the minimum of the midas, goes to Lifnei Meshuras Hadin. It's being a minimal Baal Chesed. And then there is a being a metzius of chesed, the whole life is chesed. In all midas, did madrigas and madrigas and madrigas. In midas, that's being a chosid. But chosid means, and Pasuk says, Shomer nafshi ki chosid oni. Pasuk and Tehillim. His midas, something unbelievable. That's Dovid HaMelech as a chassid. Now, being a chassid goes hand in hand. When we talk about a person's kfishas hayetzer, the group points out Very interesting point. We have, human beings have different yetzaras. Their physical yetzaras, their psychological yetzaras, bad midas yetzaras, all sorts of yetzaras. I was reading the other day about a certain major Talmud Chacham, Tzaddik, etc. This gentleman, when he was around 22, 23, I knew him years ago, he hired a PR agency to promote him in the from world so that everyone should realize who he was. he had an insane taiva for PR. Okay? It's also a taiva. Different people have different taivas. They are different types. Krishna is sort of the psychological type. The Grub points out what's stronger in human being, his physical typhus or his psychological typhus. So Grub says obviously psychological typhus. For Haraya, a person will want to do something, who knows what Avera. I can't hold myself back. Feels overwhelmed by his physical typhus. But there's a person whom he cares about who's standing right there and he wants to look good in, he won't do it. Why? It's a different type. He wants to look good in such and such a person's eyes. So we have, every one of us has different creatures I hate. The capacity to control them is a struggle, whether it's, I said, it's amidas, whatever things a person has. That is, that's the avoda. Person has. There's the Suomei Rali Asetot, that developing the positive and controlling the negative. David HaMelech is a chassid. Was the Fnimir Shus Hadin in both. And we'll see later why that's important for Mishlei. The Pasuk says when the Novi came to him, story in Basheva. What was the Novi's taina to him about Basheva? Was it she was Nashish? No, she wasn't Nashish, as the Gemara says. Novi didn't speak to him about Nashish. The Novi spoke to him only in terms of Midos Ra'os. Gave him a marshal. There was someone who had a lot of sheep, and this one guy had one sheep. What's he talking to him? David, you whose Midos are the one. Midos Ra'os. And the Pasuk says at the end of David's life, when it's being counted, Rak, there's only one taina the Kadosh Baruch Hu had against David HaMelech. And that was the taina of Basheva, which is a problem with the status. David ain't a chanami. He had to fight wars. He had to kill people. B'chas Hashem, that wasn't an avera. That was part of his avodas Kadosh Baruch Hu that he had to do. But still, Beis HaMikdash, it's part of its tzidkas. But, and it didn't affect his midas. But, still, the reality is, he did kill people. He was involved in wars. Because of that, he can build a Beis HaMikdash. So David HaMelech is the example of chassidus. There's one glaring failing he had. It's not covered over. It's a failing in Midas. The end, what? And in Hanami, he was because of certain taivas he had, but the Avera was the Midas. And that taiva is what made him nichshol in the world of Midas. That's, so you have Shlomo L'Chochem, son of David, who, with whom his Kvishish HaYetzer and his Midas were at the top. And Melech Yisrael. The Melech Yisrael here has a number of different meanings. Some say, and not only was Shlomo wrote the Sefer because, as Melech Yisrael, he wanted to give a guide to Klal Yisrael. Concern for Klal Yisrael. The Gur writes, it's because of, he had, Shlomo Melech had full Havanas HaTorah. So why is he writing? Why is this person, who's a Chochem Mikol Adam, who's the son and the Mamshich Darko of the man of Chassid, who felt for Klai Yisrael, understood the whole Torah. So what's his goal in writing this Sefer? What is the one who's learning Mishlei supposed to get out of it? Then he goes, Odas Chochma Musar, Lohovinim Rebina, Lokachas Musa Haskel, Tzedek Mishpot. Mishorim, Losseis, the Soim Omer, Lanaar Dasim Azim. So he's telling him, and then Yishma Chochem, Yosef Lekach, even if you're a wise person. So he begins, for the foolish person, it's this. For the Nair, it's this. For the Chochem, it's this. For the Navon, it's this. Havim Marshal Mlitzah, Devir Chochem Vechidos. That's the purpose of saying. What are you supposed to get out of it? Who wrote it? What are you supposed to get out of it? And how does he begin? Here, and then go back with you. So the first thing he tells you is Chochem Mikol Adam, and who is the Mamshech Darko of the ultimate Kovish Kovishes Yitzro and perfection Midas, who understood the entire Torah, says, first thing I have to tell you is Yiras Hashem Reishis Das. Chochma U'Musar Evilim Bozu. Yiras Hashem Reishis Das. How does Mishlei end? Sheker Hachem V'Hevel HaYofi Isho Yiras Hashem Yitis Halo. With Giro. Shlomo HaMelech wrote three svarim. Shir HaShirim, number one, Mishlei number two, Koheles number three. Mishlei was written in the middle of his life, when he's struggling and trying to A, create himself and produce the neshama that ultimately he was called Yiddiko, Yiddin Hashem, and how he understood all of his issues and his struggles and telling you how to deal with this world. And Koheles at the end of his life, looking back, so what did he achieve? How does Koheles end? Sov Dovar, Hakol Nishma. It's a Lokim Yiro, it's also Shamor, Kizakolol. Yiras Hashem. David HaMelech, what we say, Reishis Chochmo, Yiras Hashem. So, what the first thing it says, Yiras Hashem, Reishis Das. And we'll go through Mishlei. You'll see there's a back and forth. You need Yira for Das and Chachma. You need Das and Chachma for Yira. Each one builds on the other. Yira Hashem Reishis Das. That means human beings have a tremendous capacity to fool themselves. Human beings have a tendency to lie them to themselves. And in every area of life. It's all part of a person's Yetzer. Often I think in Germany in the 30s there was a man who was the greatest philosopher of ethics in Germany at the time, a man by the name of Martin Heidegger. Speak always about high ethical values. It was in the 20s. Then Hitler comes to power, and it's his advantage to join Nazi movement. that would propel him up in German society, as German society was going berserk. And all of a sudden, 180-degree switch. He became the philosopher of the Nazi movement. 10 years before. Yeah, 10 years before he got a fancy university before. And he wrote articles and gave speeches and classes about high moral ideals. And that's all part what it says, Rakin Yurasulkim Bamokamazabaharaguni. The Torah teaches us their absolutes in this world. Without Yerushimayim, everything's negotiable. Everything's negotiable. Have no values. Everything is to your advantage. You're going to spin theories about human beings according to what you want. Yiras Hashem, Reishis Das. When a person sits down to understand something, when everything, whether he sits down to understand a piece of Gemara, whether he stands to understand life, whatever he does. Without Yiras Hashem, nothing in any true understanding of anything. Yiras Hashem, Reishis Das. That's the beginning of the Sefer. He said, before I tell you anything, you have to understand. If you don't have Yerushimayim, I can't talk to you how to perfect your life. Because you're going to have a teretz this way, that way, that way. First, if you understand the critical importance of creating who and what you are, creating your neshama according to the way Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted it, you have to go with Yerushimayim. That's the first thing. Kol shegiras cheto kodem lo chachmoso, Chazal said the Gemara quotes, chachmoso miskayemes. V'hain she'ein bo yira Hashem, then Gemara says osu ovil, shu poriko v'hofek bal yira. That means it says chachmo umusor evilim bosa. Evilim is bad people. Hey, chachmo umusor. They want to Yiras Hashem because when you have to change something, a fundamental part of who and what you are, to perfect yourself, it's much easier not to do it. If you don't have Yiras Shamayim, you're not going to have that objective view of who and what you are in order to change yourself and to build themselves. Mimnei says the Gemara, Shem Gesh Bodem Yiras Hashem, Yilmed Ladas Bechdeshe Yodea Mimalish Morzat. That's no. What to guard himself from. Derech Adam. Kishe Rotz Es Hadovo Motzo Chovvo. Ain't Bo Yus Hashem. And he's not afraid of Chet. He's not going to introspect. He can look at himself a million times. He won't find out what's wrong with himself. Can alone with Bechdeshe Yodea Mimalizo. And he's not going to pay attention to him. He's not going to be honest and pay attention to who and what I am. What has to change? What has to be eliminated? And therefore, even if he's going to learn Chochmah Musar, B'zui Metzlam, Lo Yiskai Mubiyot, it won't work. Before, when he's talking about Musar, means to introspect, look at who and what you are, how to perfect yourself, but you have to be deeply honest. And that deep honesty comes out of Yiras Shamayim. That's the first thing. It's a very interesting thing we say when we bench a Chodesh. Chaim Shel Sholom, Chaim Shel Tova, Chaim Shel Brocho, Chaim Shel Parnosa, Chaim Shel Chilat Tzatzamos, Chaim Sheyesh Bohem, Yiras Shamayim, V'yiras Chet. Chaim Shem Bambush V'chlima, Chaim Shalom V'shakovod, Chaim Tevonu Avas Torah V'yiras Shamayim. So I once talked to my Rebbe Zichrono Livracha, and we were discussing the famous Kasha. Why have Yiras Shamayim at the beginning and Yiras Shamayim at the end? And he explained to me the two Madregas of Yiras Shamayim. One is Yiras Shamayim on the most basic level that leads to Yiras Chet. Once one has Yiras Shamayim that leads to Yiras Chet, he's going to get able to get to Ein Bo Busha Chilma. I'm not embarrassed of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I have HaKadosh Baruch Hu right in front of me. Then ultimately you get to a much higher madrega. Not just staying away from Chet, for Ahavas HaTorah. And once you have Ahavas HaTorah, that produces a much higher madrega of Yiras Shamayim. Get through the Torah. So this is what the first thing he says. You have to understand, the person wants to get control of himself and perfect his life, his whole inner being. He has to begin with Yiras Shamayim. Without that, you're never going to be honest enough with yourself. You're never going to look to yourself enough to really change yourself and perfect yourself. Shema b'ni Musar Avich. God says, goes back on what we said before, what had the God previously told us about what it is, the purpose of this sefer is to get out Lodaz Chochma Musa and to understand Imre Bina Leida Chochma. So God says, interesting. There you stop a person in the street. What is Chachma? Chachma, you build an atomic bomb. You do this, that. No. Chachma, the God says, Shal Yipo Bereshis Yetzahara. And Musa, how to deal with the Yetzahara. And Havani made Bino, Afin Yishper Zitzo Vatavoso Yira Leshaber Bedera Chatora. There's a Torah way of dealing with Yetzirah, there's a Torah way of dealing with Midas Rosh, a way of doing everything. I have to do things like Yetzirah. Not what every human being comes up with his theories. So, what's Musar Avicho? Musar Avichi Torah Shebeksav, the Torah Simechi Torah Shebeksav. What is Torah Shebeksav and what is Torah Shebeksav? So the Gemara often says, Torah Shebeksav, it's like it's the outer garment and the inner thing. You look at the outer garment, Torah says, not to do Melach and Shabbos. Torah doesn't go into it. Comes to Torah Shebeksav, gives it a time, Sech to Shabbos. You understand the whole thing. In its total way. So, what the Gemara says is as follows. Here it's Hashem Rishis Das. Before you want to get control of yourself and perfect yourself and make yourself what you can become, that's a Yiras Shamayim. Because without it, without Yiras Shamayim, you're not going to have what it takes. But then there's something else. What he says, whatever you're doing has to be Al-Pi Torah. Whatever you're doing has to be Al-Pi Torah. What it means Al-Pi Torah is Torah Shebeksav and Torah Shebeksav. It means it's only through a deep understanding of Torah that you're going to understand how to perfect yourself Al-Pi Torah. So as I mentioned, it was a woman who around 10 years dropped in to ask my wife for some help or something. It's a woman who grew up in the United States and never had a very unfortunate life. She showed up in our house a week ago. She decided to take care of her very seriously. She was dressed in some sort of what they call in this country the Taliban women. She's dressed like like an Arab woman in a whole outfit. And she got upset when I told her, you know. I said, I have to understand your interest in becoming very frum and sneers, etc. But my grandmother didn't go dress that way. My grandmother's grandmother didn't go dress that way. You know, my grandmother's grandmother's grandma. That's not armistice. That's not what the terrorist says. In fact, that some people in their twisted mentality may think so. You want to perfect yourself in all the different areas of life. You'll make up your own mind how to do it. Let's be the LP type. And that's exactly, you have to begin with your Shemayim and then go through a deep and complete Havana of the Torah, and it all works together. It's not that first you need this. It's say first your Shemayim, your Eschat. Then you finally get to an obvious term in your Shemayim. And the more Torah, the more Yira, the more, and it just builds. That's how a person develops himself throughout a lifetime. Yir Shemayim, Kfishas HaYetzer, Tikkun HaMidas, Havanas HaTorah, brings to more Yir Shemayim, more Tikkun HaMidas, and the like. Ki Liv Yetzchein Hein Roshecha, Anokim L'Gag Roshecha. The Gemara says, we're talking about two things here. What does Torah do for you? Once you understand, once you're talking your midas, and you work on that with your Shemayim, and with Torah Shviksav and Torah Shviksav, Liv Yetzchein Hein L'Roshecha. There are different ornaments that are given for different to emphasize different things that people do. An ornament for the head represents chochma. An ornament for the neck represents meisim tov. He says, Liv Yetzchein Hein L'Roshecha, that represents you'll get to Chochma Sater. And that's a crown on your head. That means a person who understands Torah has his ideas straightened out. When a person wants to correct himself, he corrects himself by first and foremost having a clarity of what my goals are, who I want to become, and what I want to be. And that begins your Shemayim introspection, Limud HaTorah. It's all one thing. It's a mikshachas. Anokim l'gag roshecha, he says. He says, once l'rosh l'tzav, v'ayin l'ba'as seichel, l'ba'as ma'isim tov. In yenei Torah heim or echad, there's a unity. So when we talk about a crown, it's one unity. It's not different pieces. Because chochmah gives you one unified view of the world. Meisim tov, many different meisim tov. Like a necklace, you have different loops, etc. of the necklace. Liv Yetzchein Hein HaTorah, Anokim, it's mitzvahs. Gagar Sechel Haguf. Okay. This is, now he's going to begin going into much greater detail of exactly what's involved in the human being perfecting himself. As I mentioned at the beginning, there are three halakim to the Sefer. The three halakim of the Sefer, this is the first, is through Perek Yud to Perek Kaf Hei, and from Perek Kaf Hei on. Perek Kaf Hei is the final. And the final part of the Sefer begins. Perek Kaf Hei. After one perfects one midas, perfects one, everything who, he says, Kvod Elokim has to do with Kvod Elokim. So it talks about Torah. If the Gra in the Meshech says Torah is only possible, real Havanas of Torah is person, when a person perfects his own inner being, only then can he get the proper Havanas of Torah. Then his whole personality is in sync with the messages that the Torah wants to give. And that will continue next week.